Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, it's time for Kristen's Stupid Bit of the Week.
And this stupid is brought to you by a Burt Show listener. Hey, anytime you want to send me an email and be like, hey, Kristen, I know you like stupid. This is stupid. You want to do this on the show? I always appreciate it. So I got this email. I remember hearing a story of how Taylor Swift had her legs insured for $1 million and thought to myself, what other body parts do celebs insure and for how much? And thought, what a great game. You could do a whose body part costs more to insure between two celebs or just have them guess how much they think a celeb has paid. Hope this email gets read. I'd love to hear everyone's ideas. Congratulations, we're going to play Guess Whose Celebrity Body Part Costs More? All right, lady and gents, the first two body parts that you're going to be guessing. Whose body part do you think cost more to insure? Heidi Klum's legs or Rihanna's legs?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's easy. Rihanna.
Rihanna's legs?
She is the richest female musician, I think. So I feel like she's got to have a pretty pricey policy on those legs.
It's hard for me to go against Riri in anything. So, I mean, my initial thought was definitely Rihanna as well. I'm going to stay there.
I'm going to go with Klum.
Yep,
because I think that Rihanna has many talents. Oh. Something happens to her legs, girl's still all right with her singing voice, et cetera, et cetera. Heidi Klum, yes, screw.
All right, so when Rihanna was presented with Gillette's Venus Breeze Celebrity Legs of a Goddess Award.
Wow.
That's a mouthful.
That's a title.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She promptly insured those award-winning gams for $1 million.
Damn.
Heidi Klum has reportedly insured her legs for $2.2 million.
Yeah, that's all. Whoa. That's all she's got.
Okay.
All
right.
And
like
one,
the way you think.
And one leg is worth $200,000 less because of a scar on it.
Seriously? Yeah. Really? So somebody had to come in like they're inspecting a car and say, okay.
She was somewhere in London. She had to have her legs appraised.
How?
And she goes, when I was young, I fell into a glass and I have a big scar. She goes, and she was explaining this when she was on the Ellen show. She goes, obviously, I put so much spray tan on right now, you can't see it. But yeah, one was more expensive than the other one to insure.
Wow. So every time I pick up my cat, I'm depreciating by $50,000.
Can we please send you four guys somewhere to get your legs appraised?
You
have to go to different places.
No. Well, Abby and I don't have a lot of real estate there to insure.
Well, it won't take long. Yeah.
And I got so much cellulite.
Yeah. It's not my best.
You think you're going to get rejected?
Yes.
Sorry, you got to give a cellulite.
No, they'll be like, we can insure this for like $1.50.
I don't need that in my life.
That's more insulting than nothing.
All right. The next celebrities that I'm pitting against each other, all right? Who had to insure their vocal cords for more? Whose vocal cords do you think cost the most to insure? Is it Bruce Springsteen or Mariah Carey?
It feels like a trick question because it feels like Mariah Carey would be the obvious answer here.
And Bruce, the way he sings, already feels like he's got some damage to his vocal cords. I'm going to go with Mariah Carey.
I'm going Mariah too.
I'm also going Mariah. Christmas wouldn't be the same without her.
So Bruce Springsteen's vocal cords have reportedly been insured for $6 million.
Damn. Wow.
Whoa.
Mariah Carey's vocal cords. $35 million.
Yep. What?
She's the voice of Christmas.
She actually took an insurance policy out for $70 million, $35 million for her legs, $35 million for her vocal cords.
Wow.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Know your worth.
All right. All right, so the next two celebrities I'm pitting together. Whose legs cost more to insure? David Beckham or Cristiano Ronaldo?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, sorry. I left out the O.
I'm going Ronaldo.
I'm also going Ronaldo.
Man thinks very highly of himself.
He does. Man, I think it's got to be Ronaldo.
All right. Cristiano Ronaldo's legs were insured for $145 million.
Wow. What's up?
David Beckham's legs were insured for $195
million. What? Not even comparable.
And that's a reason. That's a recent appraisal? Because one's still playing. One hasn't played in years.
Beckham's policy was reportedly the biggest ever in sports history.
Wow.
So big it had to be covered by multiple companies in order to insure.
I am surprised by that.
Me too.
I know. How about that?
Very.
You want to end on that one? I have, okay, I'll let you choose what we want to end on. So I have Julia Roberts' smile versus Jennifer Lopez's butt. Or I have Miley Cyrus's tongue versus Kylie Minogue's butt.
We have to do one. Can't we just do both real quick?
Okay, yeah, we can do both. All right. Okay. So, who's cost more to insure, Julia Roberts' smile or Jennifer Lopez's butt?
J Lo's butt.
I'm going butt.
Smile.
Give him the butt.
Really?
Do not save that. So Julia Roberts' smile is. Oh, wait a second.
Huh?
It's the smile.
It's the smile.
It's the smile.
The smile
take
over
away
the booty.
The butt.
Julia Roberts' smile is insured for $30 million. Jennifer Lopez's butt is insured for $27
million. What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that makes each cheek worth $13.5
million. Jeez.
Don't play an appraisal game with a Jewish guy.
All right, that was my bet. All right, here we go. Miley Cyrus's tongue versus Kylie Minogue's butt. Which is insured for more?
Now I don't feel good about guessing on the butt, so I'm going to say tongue.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the tongue over the butt on this one.
Again, it's who?
Miley Cyrus's tongue and Kylie Minogue's butt.
Tongue.
All right, Miley Cyrus's tongue was insured for $1.4 million after her infamous 2013 MTV Video Music Awards performance. Kylie Minogue's butt, she's an Australian pop star, $5 million. Give it to the butt!
What? Give it to the butt.
Mm-hmm. What?
Butt over tongue every time.
Safe.
Yeah.
No.
No. No.
No.
Let it go.
The Burt Show.